This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, February 22, 2022, and these are the headlines. Law enforcers have asked the mother of two children to allow their bodies to be submitted for autopsy after they and their father were found dead inside their rented room in Washington Street on Sunday. Based on the initial report, Pajarito Aragon committed suicide by stabbing himself to death, while the bodies of his children, an 8-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl, were also found with him, although authorities have yet to conclude whether they were also stabbed, as the mother has yet to grant the request of investigators. The report said Aragon and the mother had a misunderstanding that led the mother to leaving him and their children. A neighbor found the bodies of the three inside the room. Meanwhile, the Commission on Elections reported that it has started printing official ballots to be used in the May 9 elections. James Jimenez, COMELEC spokesperson, said more than 17 million ballots have been printed and that the printing process has peaked. About 65.7 million will be printed at the National Printing Office in Quezon City. Jimenez added that other election supplies have been delivered to the regions in preparation for the elections. In business, Trade and Industry Secretary Ramon Lopez is confident that the country will sustain the generalized scheme of preferences plus privileges granted by the European Union. This is amid new threats from the EU Parliament to temporarily withdraw trade perks for the Philippines due to alleged human rights abuses and lack of press freedom. Lopez said the Philippine government has continued to update the EU Commission on the situation in the country. On the part of DTI, it has facilitated regular GSP Plus monitoring missions with a forthcoming mission by the end of the month. Lopez said the Philippine government has also ensured that there is compliance to the rules and protocols of engagement and prosecution procedures to those who violated. In another story, petroleum companies are set to increase by less than a peso the prices of their products starting today. This would be the 8th consecutive week of increase. Increase in prices of gasoline is at 80 centavos a liter, 65 centavos and 45 centavos for diesel and kerosene, respectively. Prices went up by 8 pesos in a year-to-date adjustment, the Department of Energy reported. In sports, at the National Basketball Association All-Star Weekend, LeBron James nailed the winning shot while fellow Ohio native Stephen Curry dazzled with a record of 16 three-pointers as Team LeBron preserved an unblemished record of 5 wins against Team Durant. Under the modified rule of game, a team must register 163 points to win it. Team Durant was at 160 points. The culmination activity of the weekend saw Curry bring home the most valuable trophy, named after superstar Kobe Bryant, who perished together with his daughter in a helicopter accident 2 years ago. The event was also highlighted by the naming of 75 greats to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the league. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.